Welcome to Digital Life with Emmanuel Onwuka and Yvonne Ohaifo.
And we are back on Digital Life 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Emmanuel Onwuka and we are here on Digital Life, your number one tech show on radio. The best tech show.
Woo, like, shakare.
Like the only tech show on radio. It is us, only us. On Digital Life, what we do is that we bring you the best tech conversations and we talk about indigenous innovations. And we have that conversation on the second segment of the show. For the first segment, we have the tech conversations where we talk about issues that is tech related. I don't do the show alone. I always have my partner here with me. My partner for the good days. Partner for the bad days.
I thought you were only going to say partner for the good days. So I will hammer you.
No. I know how you can be like.
Oh, what are you inferring?
Like I know you already. You understand? If I say good days and I don't say bad days, you always get back to me. Oh, yes.
Emmanuel is right. I stick with him through and through. Lagos, you already know. I'm Yvonne Ohaifo. I've been here since 8 a.m. I think I've drummed my name into your ears. I'm sure my name is already ringing in your brain as an earworm. Yes, I am here. We are here today to bring you another episode of Insightful Conversations on Technology. Today's conversation provides an answer to a question we've been frequently asked on the show. Can a person who is visually impaired code or get into tech? In fact, Emmanuel, I vividly remember someone, a visually impaired man. I just hope he's listening to the show today.
We had another lady who was visually impaired calling on the show again, asking that same question. So on the show today, we thought to answer your question. And finally, you know, we promise to keep you on the edge of your seat because we bring a true life story to you. And as much as it promises to be insightful, we hope it motivates you and make you realize that your limitation is the one you set up in your mind. Your only limitation is you.
Oh,
you know,
shame, motivation, and speaker. No wonder you're dressed in suits today. Emmanuel, where did you go?
You went
to motivate some people, Abi. It's all right. Lagos, did you see his suit? He looks dapper in his suit.
First time.
I did not get the memo, but continue. Continue. You did not give me the memo.
You know I always love to look good.
And yet you call me your partner. Look at that.
Okay, I'll do better.
You better.
I'll do better. But yes, today we're out here to motivate you. You know, we don't just talk tech. We also talk about, you know, everything that relates to tech. And yes, we have someone in the studio who is going to be with us, you know, to have that conversation with us.
That's right. We have here in the studio with us a man who is a techie, a software programmer, and an ICT consultant. Now, with all these titles, something about him makes him stand out the more.
And not only because he's handsome.
No, I was going to say that. Why did you deprive me of that? Emmanuel, how dare you? Lagos, you should see our guest in the studio. Oh my God. He is... Sir, how tall are you, first of all?
I'm 6'5".
Jesus! Lagos, we have a 6'5", handsome, dapper looking, in all his glory, as Joyce would say.
Okay, let me ask a question. Do you work out?
Yes, on and off.
Goodness.
Man, Lagos, you should see his build.
And not just his build, his complexion. He is dark chocolate.
Wow.
He is beautiful. Whoa. He's a spectacular sight. I know that people are saying, Yvonne, calm down. Yvonne, calm down. But no. This man is beautiful. Yeah. I'm talking about physically beautiful, physically appealing. All right, listen, not before people now say that.
I'm even starting to feel somehow.
I'm sorry, man. That's not to say that you're not good looking.
No,
you're a handsome
man.
But this particular man took my breath away.
I can still take your breath away.
Anyway, yes, and he is visually impaired and has the most gorgeous smile ever. That's not to say your smile is not gorgeous, Emmanuel. I'm sorry. Anyway, look, Lagos, you asked before if people who are visually impaired could code, you know, could venture into tech. We are here today to tell you, in fact, with living proof and testimony, that yes, it is possible. Okay? Victor Ekweme joins us live in the studio to tell us his humbling story. Welcome to the show, Victor.
Thank you very much.
Victor, the question on everyone's lips is, how did you achieve this? You know, how did you come to this level, you know, having this special needs, as I would call it? But before we get into all that, can you just give us a brief understanding of how you became visually impaired and how, just tell us a bit about your story.
Okay. So while growing up, I was diagnosed with a degenerative disease called retinitis pigmentosa, or RP for short. And while growing up, I couldn't see at night. I found it very difficult to navigate my way at night. So at least that happened till when I finished my university degree and my master's degree. But when I came back to Nigeria and I was working for a company, I realized I couldn't see from the printed paper anymore. I couldn't read from the laptop or computer anymore. And then my eyesight just spiraled downwards. And then so with my confidence, and I went into depression. And so I had to leave that job. But then after that, I actually had to go into a visually impaired school at ANWAB. They teach people how to build confidence and then all of that. So the good thing of that is I knew how to code already. I knew how to do some things. But with depression, your mind just goes down when you can't think. Everything just shuts down. And so I had to regain my confidence. And then when my mom passed away, then I had to tell myself no more. I had to spring out of that and you know, basically talk to myself and say, do you know what, I can do this. And so luckily for me, I had an opportunity with a company where I used to work before, Super Digital Highway. And what they did was they nurtured me, and then that's where I actually started gaining my confidence. So I left there last year, and I'm currently working for Chams Mobile. So that's my story, basically.
Wow, such an inspiring story. You know, so it's very touching.
It is indeed. So I want to understand, because we just finished a conversation on the Sunday morning show before on depression, you know, and people being suicidal. You said something profound, that when your mother died, it was more or less a wake-up call for you to get up and shake yourself out of that.
Yes, because you know, when you're in that state, you can't do anything. You're in one place. Your parents come, your siblings come, they look at you, they know that they can't really do much for you. So, you know, something, you have to find strength within yourself. You have to find strength within yourself, no matter how it is. If you couldn't walk before, start crawling. If you couldn't, then from there you can start walking. So it's a gradual process, but you have to make that decision in order to tell yourself that, you know, no more of this. You have to move forward.
So how challenging has it been for you, you know, navigating the tech space since it's identified, you know, it's known now that you are visually impaired?
Okay, so while all this happened, I said, okay, how am I going to navigate my way? As you said, I had to, so I'll go to my office in the morning, and literally my boss at the time was really patient with me, because I was not doing anything. And I didn't understand that, I didn't realize that there were things called screen readers. You know, there were some tech technology out there for me, basically. And so when I came home, I would pay someone, I think, how much was I at the time, I was paying her 5,000 naira a month to read out books for me. So she'll read it out, and I'll start coding on the laptop. So that's how I had to revive my coding awareness, basically.
So how was it possible? You know, you can't see the letters on the keyboard. So how did you know you were typing the right things?
Okay. Right.
So funny enough, if you look at any keyboard, you have your home keys, your ASDF, your JKL, and semicolon. Your F and your J have a nudge at the bottom of that key. So if you look closely, your F has a nudge, some kind of line there, and your J has a nudge, some kind of line there, for you to know that is your F for your left hand and that is your J for your right hand. Even on the right side of your keyboard, the 5 in the middle of the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, your 5 has a nudge somewhere there for you to know that's a 5. That's on every ATM, that's on every phone, Yeah, just for you to know that that five is there. That, so you with the five, you know where 4 and 6 are. From there, you know where 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3 are.
Wow.
Even me with my eyes wide open, I'm still not able to type or navigate the keyboard.
I was this year old.
Honestly, this particular day old, in fact, and this particular minute old, when I realized that, wow, there are actually...
I'm just looking at the keyboard right now, and the F has a little nudge underneath, and the J key has a little nudge underneath as well.
It does.
You know, I never took note of these things.
Lagos, if you have a computer, look at it now. Look at it. Don't worry, there's no shame in not just realizing. We just realized that's where your keyboard has, you know, nudges to tell you that, oh, this is an F, and as Emmanuel just said.
But do you think there's a possibility for someone who's fresh, you know, doesn't know anything about coding, mm-hmm. to get into coding now that the person is already visually impaired? Because like for all you got into coding first before it happened, you know, so you were able to navigate it, you know, a little bit, I would say, easily. Pardon me, you know, but now someone that is not into coding, you know, and is learning about coding, just found out about coding, and then has the interest, has the passion to go into it, and the person is visually impaired at this moment, do you think there's a possibility that person can still get it?
Yes, there is. Okay, so like as I said before, there's a non-profit organization called ANWAB. So ANWAB, they teach people who are visually impaired. It's by a great person called Dan Lamy, I think that's his name. Yes, he's the one that started it, and they're at Sabo. So they will teach
Sabo
you.
Sabo in Yaba.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh wow.
So they will teach you how to type with the typewriter first, and then they'll teach you how to type with the keyboard.
Lagos, I hope you're listening. Oh,
I hope those scholars are listening today.
They will even go through JAWS, the app that helps you navigate the screen reader that helps you navigate your way around the computer. There's a tutor there that will help you do all that.
So let's talk about your progress so far in tech, and your inspiration to, you know, to achieve all that you have achieved so far. Tell us about that.
Okay, so after I started telling my paying my friend every evening when I came back from work to type for me, yes, and I'll start coding. Another colleague of mine told me about a screen reader, and I was dumbfounded. I was like, oh, there's something like this that can help visually impaired people, you know, navigate through the screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I use the techie guys, they understand what I mean when I say I use a Linux box. So I use Linux and I use the command line a lot. Now, the reason why I use that is because it would be difficult for me to navigate my way with a mouse. So with a command line, I can actually type commands and it will do the same thing. I can make directories, I can navigate into directories, and it will do all these things with the same thing as using a mouse. So I'm conversant with that. Right, and with that, once you know all that from the command line, then you can start coding, because mostly if you're using Linux, for example, Python, the programming language that's most popular right now, is shipped in Linux, so you can just type Python from the command line and start typing, and so your screen reader will help you read through all the stuff that you just type. Basically, if you press up arrow. If you're on your Visual Studio Code, for example, you can go. It goes up and it tells you what's on the line. If you go down with the navigation key, it'll tell you what's on the line. If you want to go word by word, you can hold the Control key and then press the right arrow. It goes forward one word, right? If you go back, it goes backwards one word. If you just leave the Control key and just press the right arrow, it goes letter by letter. Then the screen reader will speak out what's there. So that's how I went through coding. Also, with the phone, guys like Google have the accessibility on the Android. So with that, you can put on the accessibility features for visually impaired people, and then it will start reading. So you have hand gestures on your phone that would enable you to go back or, you know, open a particular app on your phone and stuff like that. So you're really, really, on your own, you can do anything you want. You don't really have to rely on any other person, basically.
Are there challenges that you still face, you know, while working, that are peculiar to you as a visually impaired person, or they're just generic challenges, the same challenges that people in the tech space, you know, face?
you have to work harder when you're a visually impaired person, because you're going to... So I had to go into... My journey, again, is very, very unwieldy and very, very peculiar. So I love learning. So I went through this NLP stuff one time, and then...
NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes, exactly. So they were talking about mind, like memorization and memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're talking to me, I need to memorize what you're saying. Somebody can write it down. I don't have the opportunity to write it down. Mm-hmm. So I need to memorize what you're saying. And then later on, I can go and write it down. Or I can put it in my back of my memory, mm-hmm. my long-term memory, and start spewing out. So I learned memorization techniques in order for me to help me do all these things. Mm-hmm. And so that helped me. So it helped me with my notes. It helped me with my programming. It helped me with life generally. And so that's how I got into that. That's how I helped myself. Again... Child Mobile and the previous company I was working with had the the help for me to get somebody who could work with me, so he will be for my eyes, because there's some web pages that are very difficult to navigate. You know, so I can read the code and I can do like graphs, like let's say I'm writing code to produce, let's say, a bar chart or a line graph or something like that. I would have to make sure that through my intern that all the features that I'm putting in are properly set, that somebody who is visually, who can see, who is sighted, mm-hmm. can actually see properly what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there to actually help me in that regard. You need to work very hard. You need to get some various things that can help you be on top of your game. And you shouldn't stop learning, because you need to always learn more new things to actually try and make you smarter within the game, basically, within the space.
Mm. Lagos, call us at 0700-993-993-993. You've just heard from Victor Ekweme. Victor Ekweme is a... Let me read his profile again, because I want to read it word for word. Where is it? Mm-hmm. He's a software programmer. And not just that, he's also an ICT consultant. So for software programs, you do a lot of coding, you know, software. Victor, does software programming also involve the software development? Or
Yeah, it's the same thing. Software development, engineering.
Look at that.
Kind of
so he's practically a tech bro through and through. Lagos. And he's visually impaired. So there's really no excuse for you, except you are not interested in the tech space.
Exactly.
However, we're opening the phone lines right now so that you can interact with Victor, who is live in the studio with us this morning. The numbers to call are 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call on 01465-7190. In case the last number I just called, 01465-7190, is a female-only line. But women, if you're unable to reach us via that line, call the 0700-993-993-993 as well. Or send a message on WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Digital Life. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron, and all the guests in the house.
Good morning.
My name is Alex. I'm calling from Limo Show.
Okay.
Okay, Alex.
Actually, I just tuned in and I heard the gentleman speak, and I'm really, really impressed. Sincerely. Mm. I also love tech and I'm visually impaired. But I know more of the computer as well. I'm finding it challenging, you know. Although I use NVDA, I believe you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yes, he says yes. Mm.
Yeah, but the screen reader is what I've been trying to get. Although due to financial constraints, because I need this to be able, I build web.
Okay.
I'm a web designer.
Okay.
And I also, I'm into real estate.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But hearing you saying this has really added another strength in me, because for us to have lost our sight doesn't mean you have lost the insight within us.
Yes.
And I use this to challenge everyone, even those who are sighted. to know that we have that strength in us. They said, there's this adage they always say, ability and disability. We are not disabled. We are only challenged by our circumstances, which, you know, we can, one way or the other, maybe can change. But if we know that we have the life of God in us, we have that ability to go that far. Mm. So I want to use this opportunity to encourage you, my brother. Just keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I pray I also join in that tech work because I know a little of programming as well.
Hmm.
I just pray the Lord strengthen me to put things in order to be able to, you know, pick it up.
Thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190-0809-597-5805 is the WhatsApp number to call. We have Victor Ekweme with us in the studio. He's a visually impaired software
programmer,
you know, and developer,
and
he's also an ICT consultant. Lagos, how amazing is that?
Hello.
Turn down the volume of your radio.
I have just done that. I'm not visually impaired, but going by the story of that young man there, is an encouragement and to visually impaired people, and even to we that are not visually impaired. Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
But I have a challenge. Even as well as I like to work with the computer and phones, I have a BP problem. And if I begin to work with computers and laptop, the rage, or what is it called, it affects my breathing. I don't know what could be done about it. Maybe he has experience of had such an experience before. That is the radioactive waste. It usually affects my
brain. You mean the radioactive waves from the computer affects you?
The computer. And I've been looking for this sticker, the anti-radioactive waves that they used to say. I didn't see it in the market. I went to computer village as a protector.
Mm.
There are so many things I can do on the computer and on the phone. But because of this, I'm unable to. Maybe if you have the experience of nowhere I can get the anti-radioactive waste sticker.
Mm. Okay. We'll look into that. Do you have any idea about what it is?
First
about?
Of all, I think he should speak to his doctor. You know, it's very important to speak to your doctor, sir. He will then recommend, if he understands your symptoms and what you go through every time you work on the computer, he will maybe recommend a specialist, you know, to help you work through that. I believe.
Yeah, there's some ophthalmologists who are dedicated to doing stuff like that. So you should go and see his eye doctor.
Who'll
do that?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Patrick from Mapoluku.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, about many words. If we are to draw it from the Adam and Eve.
I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm sure you are calling the wrong show. We are not talking about Adam and Eve, except, of course, you reckon that Victor Ekweme is the son of Adam. except in that case, you know. But that's not what we are talking about right now. Emmanuel, do we have a message?
We do have a message, but this is coming from someone who says, I work with a computer too. What can I do to protect my eyes? I think you're asking about just like something similar with what was asked.
Visit your ophthalmologist respectfully,
please,
sir or ma'am.
Before we take the next call, I want to ask you something, Victor. How do prospective clients react to you being visually impaired? You meet with the clients one-on-one, right?
Yes.
Okay, so people meet you for the first time and then they realize that, oh, this is a person that's supposed to work for me, and then because you work as a consultant and then he's visually impaired. How does that go?
So it's a spectrum, a huge spectrum of emotions. So some people are very surprised and very, very welcoming. Some other people they can't believe and they just shut down or, you know, push you to the side or something like that. So you get a widespread spectrum of stuff. So I went for a my former place of work, we went to a particular place and they were asking questions, and my boss at the time said, that's the last time you're going out. You know, that kind of thing. So, but I also do, apart from consulting and programming, I also teach as well. I also train people how to code. As well.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Lagos, we have somebody that has it all in one. He's a teacher. He's a teacher. He's a software developer. He's an ICT consultant, you know. I mean, that is, Victor, that is just amazing. It is mind-blowing. Hello.
Hello. Hello, are you there?
Welcome to the show.
Yvonne, how are you? Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, my name is Larry.
Larry, go ahead.
Yes. I actually want to confirm the veracity of what Victor is saying.
Okay.
Because I am also visually handicapped.
Okay.
I'm a lawyer of 34 years at the bar.
Wow.
And it's not just only Victor, there are so many of them both in Nigeria here and abroad. As a matter of fact, I have a friend in the US. He actually writes code and applications for Android, far before they come up with their whatever new developmental versions. He will send it and query them, and they get back to him. He's fully blind. And it's from Nigeria here, but it's in the US.
Wow.
So it's possible, and a lot of them are doing it. There's a player, Akiola in Nigeria here, is doing very wonderfully well. I'm not into that tech. I'm not too good at it, but I managed to use it to do my work as a lawyer. But I'm just trying to say that a good number of them are just doing great things. All they need, because I think your colleague asked the question, as an issue about attitude and patronage, there's always an attempt for people to first look at your disability instead of looking at your ability, looking at your skills. But whatever that is, what I tell people is that don't give up, because people tend to believe that it is not possible. It is possible. I've studied on 34 years at the bar. I went to secondary school, university as a blind person. And for me, there is no difference. And to the glory of God, God is helping us and we're doing great. So, Victor, I salute you. Keep it up. And for those who are giving up, hope is certainly not lost. If it's going to be, it's up to you. Thank you very much.
He spoke about Okwe Akinyola as someone that I have worked with as well. So he even sells visually impaired gadgets like this watch.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
He tells the time.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful. Time,
yeah. And he has some other things, Braille. He has some equipment with Braille and stuff like that.
He's
into all that, yes.
Wow. Hello.
Hello,
Ivan. Welcome to the show.
This is Alex calling back. We want to say thank you to the last caller. And also there's the other caller before the last caller. He mentioned something, he's looking for a device because he's having breathing issues. I think the way we sit also while we are on the computer, it matters. Our sitting position, it matters a lot. And we want him to take an advice in going to see his doctor. And for the device, it is called something that chooser. I know where I can link him to where he can get it, because it is, I think, between the range of 4,000 to 5,000. You stick it to your phone, your TV set, because all the things they have will be active waves. Yeah, even to our computer, you can stick it just behind it, or anything that has form of radioactive wave, our remote controls, all those things, you can stick it to it. So if there's a way he wants to get such things, I don't know how he can get in touch with me.
I've taken down your number, and I hope that he maybe calls back so that I take down his number as well, and then I can link you too.
Okay.
Yes.
And also your guest as well. I also love to link with you because I love to network.
Okay. Fantastic. All right.
Victor, let me come back to you first before we go back to the phone line. What are some of the enablers that, you know, that make you focus on your goal and not get, you know, into other pity party kind of thing that, you know, just like the other callers have said, you know, it's easy for you to start looking back and start feeling downcast, especially when you have a situation whereby client turn you down or put you to the side because of your disability.
Yeah,
Okay, so while I was doing that whole depression spell and how I got out of it was listening to a great number of people that helped me made me focus. So like people like Jim Rohn or, you know, of blessed memory, and Brian Tracy and stuff like that. They're the ones that actually put me on that pedestal, and with the words that they said gave me those motivations. So if people put me down, I you'll cry, but yeah, you'll still come back up, you know, and also the love of God, obviously, that God is your strength and all of that. And you know, the good book also says that they did not give us spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, you know. And having some actual, will I say some pep talks to yourself, so you can having a sense of purpose, you know where you're going. Once you know where you're going, then it's a bit easier, you know, having enthusiasm, having self-confidence, having and knowing that you have to be better than you were yesterday. You know, those kind of talks will make you, or those kind of conversations with yourself will make you, will keep you inspired and motivated to move forward.
So my motivation speak at the beginning of the show was not in vain then. It was actually on point.
Yes.
Let me put it out here that I actually met Victor at a networking session at an event, a tech event, you know, at Bagada. That was right. That's right, right?
Yes.
Bagada, yeah. We met at Bagada and at a networking session. So he does not just code or do his things in private or in isolation. He also goes out there and puts himself out there to network, to meet people. So it's also some other things that, some other opportunities that you can take advantage of. Don't stay alone. Don't stay idle. Don't stay in and try to learn all by yourself. Come out, you know, put yourself out there. Reach out to people, meet people. You get countless opportunities. You know, there are opportunities all around you.
That's right. Again. I wanted to say motivational speaker. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Yvonne. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, sir.
I'm fine. This is Chimobi.
Chimobi, go ahead.
Yes, I'm also visually impaired.
Aww.
I want to... Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. I want to ask the man, how can I learn the software?
Okay.
I want to learn from him. Maybe if there's an opportunity, let me come and learn from you.
Okay, Chimobi. I'm sure Victor will answer that question after I take this call. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm the caller that called about radioactive waste.
Fantastic. Please stay on the line. I'm taking down your number now.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to call you later and then give you the gentleman's number as well.
Thank you so much.
So that your bromance can begin.
Thank you. You make my day. This is wholesome. This has been keeping me down for years.
Aww.
I have attended so many seminars. I have learned so many things on the computer. Each time I visit, I've lost millions. Each time I visit the computer, the laptop, my brother, even on Bitcoins, my platform disappeared because I cannot visit it anymore. After that, I have almost about 46 million.
My gosh.
My brother, my sister, please do.
I will reach out to you, sir.
Please.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling again.
You see how good knowledge is, you know, it's just knowledge of what to do and where to get what you need for your solution. So reach out, don't stay in isolation. Reach out, call on the show, you know, go out for events, tech events, try and contribute, try and meet out with people and talk to people about it. We have a message here that says, good morning, Nigerian, for you guys are doing well. People hardly know that Victor is visually impaired because of the way he contributes and handle his job in the office. He studied and navigates the office environment. I also learned something from him today, the keyboard sign. Thank you, Big Vic from Gitsu. I guess that is someone you know.
Yes, sir.
And they just called him Big Vic. That's a fitting name because he is huge. You know, he's huge and beautiful. Okay, I just will not get over that, child, but okay, let's move on. Hello. I'm so sorry. Call back if you can. Hello. Kilo Day. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Grace.
Grace, can you please speak with the voice that you use in the sitting room and not the bedroom?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Happy Sunday to the gentleman and to all of you there.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah, I'm very, very moved listening to the young man. I tell you, may I know, is he related to the former vice president? That's number one. Then number two, I tell you the truth, you people have made my day. How? Because even as I am, I'm not visually impaired, but from what I've listened to the Mr. Victor and the lawyer that called the second to the last man, I tell you, I'm going to go all out unhindered to make sure I become what God has made me to be, because these people can make a name, can make a mark. I tell you, we have no excuse.
That's right. Thank you so much. And Shekere to that.
So I want to know whether it's related to the vice president of equipment.
Nwalu Victor, because tell us.
Yes, I am related to him.
Wow, we have a
distinguished guest in our midst. Shekere to that again.
Thank you so much for bringing it to our notice. So, Victor, you're trying to keep it under wraps, huh?
We shall act accordingly. We shall respect that. I will conduct myself now because I think I've been wilding all over the place. But, Victor, sir, please stay on the line while I take more calls, respectfully, sir. Hello. Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry. Hello.
Hello, ma.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. My name is Mr. Victor, too.
Okay.
But what I want to know is different from what you guys are talking about. Is the tech world, is people in their maybe late 40s, can they have an inroad into that field?
We've said it countless times on the show. You know, age is not a limitation when it comes to tech. All you need to get into the world of tech is just your passion. You know, have a heart for it. Be ready to pull for it. You heard Victor's story. You know, if there was a limitation to it, then his eyesight would have been it for him. You know, but he kept pushing. So your age is not a limitation. And we have Madame Esther, who is very enthusiastic about tech. You know, she's into the fintech. You know, she was in the traditional banking sector. You know, now she wants to go into fintech. You know, and she's about 50 or 60.
She's in her 60s.
So your age is not a limitation. 40, you're just getting started at life, sir. Please, get on.
Okay, sir. One last thing, sir.
Okay.
I live in the Korodu area. Where is the nearest place one can get registered in and then start up from there?
I don't know anyone. Victor, can you help answer that?
In Ikorodu, there should be some people. You know, one thing is that you may have to Google it and find out, because a lot of people are springing up with different, you know, academies. And you don't need to go to an academy. You can do it online if you have the data.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right, sir. Thank you, man.
Thank
You're welcome.
You very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Our excellent brother Victor and the great Uncle Dad.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Godfrey Colley from Loshoro Lakwe.
Okay.
To start with, I just want to say may God's name be blessed. And for Nigeria Ifo, who is in the versatile manner with the great presenter and anchor, who was able to fetch a material of this magnitude. In fact, may your wave, your dream, your expectation, may God surprise you in a greater form in Jesus' name. This station, Nigeria Info, is there any comparison all over the country? Imagine area that matters, academics, politics, intellectuals, and all aspects, and with the manpower specifically in charge, digging and bringing the best. Imagine that great Victor there, a man of great color, that is the height that I wish I could get. 5th plus, I could not. He's blessed with Imagine the complexion. Imagine the diverse area that this guy is great for.
Hey, Oga, please
if
come down.
If not Nigerian info, who would have brought this? And imagine many people that be calling sin, trying to get motivated. People who thought that is the end of life. People who thought, oh no, because I'm this, I'm that, there is no more hope. You can imagine the hope, the life that you have been brought into many that were formerly hopeless. How do you think God will not bless you guys and even the station?
Thank you very much.
God bless you and help you, my great excellency, the great Victor, the man of various color, and my other brother there.
Thank
God
you
bless
very
you
much.
And happy Sunday. And keep up with your good work.
Thank God you very God much, sir. You. God bless you too for listening. Thank you for calling us to pray for us. I didn't go to church, but I already feel sanctified.
Like
I feel sanctified already. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to that.
We have so many calls coming.
Honestly, and there seems to be a problem with the female-only line because it hasn't blinked once since I started the show at 8.
If you're female, please don't hesitate to call us on the other of our lines.
Yes.
You know, we'll leave it,
call us on 0700. Women, if you're able to, if you're trying to reach us and you're unable to, please go to WhatsApp. We'll read your messages 0809597585. Emmanuel, do we have a message?
Yes. You say, this one is for you. Your fans are calling.
Oh, God, read it. They should blow my trumpet.
Madam Yvonne, I'm your fan anytime, any day.
Aww.
A truck of thanks to Nigeria Info. I never
Thank
regret
so
tuning in to the station. I am Osoha Emmanuel from Igode, Ogun State.
Oh my gosh. Shekere to you for listening to our show all the way from Ogun State.
And there's also one here for Victor. Victor, you are wonderful. And Emmanuel, I greet you. I greet you too.
Shekere to that too.
Victor, you actually told me that day, you know, we met. You said, I've always wanted to be on Nigeria Info.
Are you serious?
yes. I've been listening to Nigeria Info for a long time.
Really?
Yes. Jimmy Disu and
Sheriff.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Shekere to that. Look at how dreams come true, you know.
You know, because he put himself out there. It's also a lesson for everyone listening. Put yourself out there. Don't walk in isolation. Don't do your things and hide it and hope that people will be going to find you.
Also, just know that whatever you're going through, you're not alone. You are not alone. Look, for one person that is going through something, there are five other people going through similar experiences that need your strength or that need you to, you know, that need that sense of community. Okay? You are not alone. You are not alone. Of course, it's in times like that, you feel like you're alone and no one understands. But how would you know except you put yourself out there? How would you know that you are alone, truly alone? Why you don't put yourself out there in the first place, you know?
Well, maybe we can squeeze in one more call before we go on to Tech of the Week.
That's right. Before I turn to a motivational speaker.
No,
not that there's anything wrong. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but Emmanuel, I usually leave you. That's usually your area of expertise.
You did it this time. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to capitalize on it.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. Call back if you can, okay? Hello. Welcome to the show, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Akonde Ibeleki.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Agrebra. I want to speak concerning this, so I'm a work colleague.
Victor, your colleagues are calling. Okay.
Yes. So, the first time I met him at work, I was like,
Were you taken aback by his height? Did you go, ooh, who is this tall man?
Yeah, first it was like, oh, this tall guy on his laptop. Okay, then he had his assistant at work. I was like, okay, help me get this, help me get that. Well, I was like, was he kind of boss or everything? I was like, okay. Next, I saw him was the toilet near the guide. Well, after some time, got used to it. So I just started to engage him. I was like, so what do you do? So it was like, so help me do this, help me check this and check this. Before I discovered that he wasn't able to see well. I was like, God. Next thing when I go home, I was like, I told my brother, I was like, guess what I saw today? I saw a programmer. I saw a programmer that could not see his screen. My mother was like, did he lie?
I know, then, right?
I was like, I was not trying to explain. You know, I was like, if this guy is able to program, there's no excuse for me or
of
any
course,
other person.
Of course, you were inspired. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was really, really inspired. So I just want to say big thank you to Victor. He has been an inspiration for me and for and my whole work experience. I'm really grateful to meet him. Like, I'm blessed to meet him. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. Wow.
I think we'll start calling you Big Vic now.
No, Emmanuel, that's exclusively the prerogative of the people that work with him.
Okay, so we should give you that new nickname.
Big Vic.
Can you imagine? Oh, shit.
What is it? He gave the express permission, Emmanuel. What?
If there's a name for you, Yvonne.
Oh my gosh, see, Emmanuel, the phone lines are buzzing. WhatsApp,
like, we have so many messages.
Okay, just take it. Take the messages. Take Lagos. I'm not going to take calls anymore because you're polite to talk. We will not have time to take our next guest. But Emmanuel, read the messages.
Yeah, it's okay. So this, I don't think this message is for us.
Okay.
So people are asking about the school at Yaba again. You know, you said it's an NGO.
Yes, an NGO called ANWAB.
So it's a not-for-profit organization.
Yes. It's called ANWAB. Alpha November Whiskey Alpha Bravo. ANWAB.
Please use A for Apple, B for boy, because not everybody understands the whole Alpha November thing. Yeah. Use A for Apple, B for boy.
A for Apple, mm-hmm. N for November. I can still use
November.
Yeah,
I can still use November.
W for web,
mm-hmm.
E for egg,
mm-hmm.
and then B for Bravo. Brave.
Okay. Brave. Bravo, brave.
I thought you were going to say bread.
I thought it was going to say bra, and I don't know why I thought that. I'm sorry. I don't know why, but he said Bravo. And so,
wow, it's been an awesome time on the show, Victor.
Please note that down in case you're willing to, in case you're interested in going to Yaba. It's ANWAB, yes?
Yes.
ANWAB. ANWAB, it's at Sabo, right?
Yes.
Good. So you can go there, you can register, and you can get the help that you need. Again, I said, remember, if you don't speak up, if you don't put yourself out there, nobody would know to offer the help that you need. Because nobody was created to exist in isolation, okay? You are not alone. Emmanuel.
Copyright infringement. That was my speech.
Okay. Well okay. Done. I'm sorry, you but.
But Victor, a lot of people are really inspired by you. Do you mind sharing your social media handles so that people can actually reach out to you?
Okay. So before I share my social media handle, I know you guys have been saying be out there, but also get somebody who you can hold your hand, who you can hold your hand with, and who can walk along with you.
Okay.
You know, as the Bible says, a friend is better than a brother. So have a very good friend who will be there through thick and thin. Uh-huh. So social media, I can be reached on Instagram @OgoVictor.
How do you spell the Ogo?
OGO.
Okay.
OGOVICTOR. Ogo Victor.
Okay.
My Twitter is OGOV then Ekweme. OGOV. So that's OGO, just single letter V then Ekweme.
Okay.
Ekweme is spelled EKWU. EME. Some people might not know.
All right. Thank you so much, Victor, for coming on the show today. We really have a great time. I hope you had a great time as well.
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's great. We'll be back in just a brief moment, you know, bringing you Tech of the Week. And Yvonne?
Don't go anywhere. Stay here, because if you snooze, now you go lose.
ensure that third-party places that are not the individuals who registered cannot access that information.
Somebody going out to take a loan from a company, and then you don't read the details.
Inventors and inventions.
John, Emmanuel says you designed the phone you're using at the moment. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. I designed a phone called Mi 40 Pro. 512 gigabyte internal memory, and then 12 gig RAM.
Wow.
Tech heads and data.
There are some applications, when you are making use of them, they will tell you for permission access to your phone. Some of these applications actually record your voice conversations. It's also part of their terms and conditions.
Join us on Digital Life every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, only on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.